Hey, Bobby, guess what?
Oh, fuck.
Hold on, start over. Yeah. Hey, Rhodes, guess what?
Dude, look, I made a perfect arrow.
Guess what?
Could you tell me what?
The iPhone sucks.
Oh, what? Why? When and how?
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Thumbs Up Cast.
I'm your host, Rhodes.
You're 50% of the host.
Yeah, but I'm the main. I'm the most delicious
You're
flavor.
You're 51% of the host?
Yeah.
I'm 49%. My name's Joseph.
Do we still got to tell them where they're going to find us at?
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast, Radio Public, Spotify. I already said Spotify. Stitcher.
Spotify.
One of those.
We're happy to these guys. Things have been looking pretty good on the show lately. Much positivities. A lot of new viewers out there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Please.
Also, on Anchor, you can donate to us if you're able to. And that'll support the cast, and we can buy better
we
equipment.
We can say your name if you want. Do you want us to say your name?
You can say it in your really sexy voice.
Talk. Yeah, yeah. Do we tell them where are you going to find us? Check me out on Twitter. I don't post, but you can talk to me there. I don't have anything interesting to say. I will say, though, I follow a lot of interesting people. So if you want to just check out my follow list, you don't know who to follow, you don't want to follow me, that's fine.
That's fine.
You go to @RODEZM8.
Support who Rhodes supports.
Yeah, there's some really interesting people there, man. And especially if it's a name you don't recognize, check it out. That's the underground next thing coming up, about to blow up, explosion thing that you need to check out. And I believe you're mostly on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Joe_Rewon. But let's get into the topic.
Oh, yeah, man. iPhone sucks. It's starting to suck more. It's always kind of sucked, but people are starting to appreciate the suckage a little bit more now. What's going on?
Okay, so there's a huge thing
that
going on.
That sounded disingenuous, but I mean it. What's happening?
So the new iPhones got released.
Mm-hmm.
The new iPhone XS.
Ooh.
XS. There's the iPhone X, which is the X. iPhone X. All right.
It's like the ranking system in an anime.
But
it's like
there's
it's
also
iPhone grade C, iPhone grade G.
There's also iPhone XR, which is their quote unquote budget, right? And then there's the iPhone XS. Which is the higher, a little bit higher than the iPhone X, right?
Okay, hold on. So it goes, finish the thing. It's confused.
Okay. There's still one more. Don't worry about it. You're getting, so there's iPhone. Okay. Just to recap, it's iPhone X that came out last year, right? The big old phone.
Yeah.
Then there's iPhone XR, which is the budget.
The budget,
quote,
meaning
unquote,
like the cheap one, right?
Yes. For other people's to get involved with the iPhone. Then there's iPhone XS, which is their new model of the iPhone X, pretty much. It's a little bit better. Then there's the iPhone X Max.
Oh, S? Wait, hold on. The iPhone X S Max?
No. Oh, yes. I think it is. iPhone X S Max.
I just thought of the stupidest thing I could say, and that's apparently makes me a CEO.
Okay, so I want you to guess what the prices go up to.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know, man. I was surprised. Friend of the show, Julie, Bridget, what was her last name? She gave me like...
Bridget.
No, but here's the thing, man. Every chick that I know goes like by five different aliases. And maybe it's the people I know. And it goes by relations too, man. It's like they got like three different social media profiles on each social media platform.
Uh-huh.
So Facebook's got like at least three or four. You know, they got like multiple Instagrams, but it's just like, it's just all nefariousness.
Does it upset you?
Something. It kind of does. I just don't know how to treat. And I've asked several people, like, well, which name do you prefer me to go by? Do you want me to go by your maiden name, your nickname? It's like, just go. And then they'll give me one. It's like, so there's no true you.
And that was
maybe
a whole different name.
But
call
anyway,
me Dave.
Tell me, Dave. I could work with that.
Okay, so what do you think it goes up to?
I was surprised that her pretty small iPhone, you said, was like a couple grand, and it had a great camera.
Not grand. I don't think it'll go that far.
I think they do. I feel like they're subsidized, and what we got walking around in our pockets is like a couple grand. So I'm not. It doesn't go up to a grand. Tell me, what does it go up to?
It is the most expensive phone on the market right now.
I can make one more expensive.
You can if you want to.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Okay. This phone goes up to $1,500.
Oh, my God. $1,500?
So that's more than this laptop that we're recording on
right now. Oh my God. Could I do as much stuff on the phone? What's special about it? Does it have like HD?
And you know what the...
Does it shoot in fucking
I forgot his name. Whatever. Whoever the owner of Apple is. You know how he justified the price?
Tell me.
He said, well, it never comes out to a good response whenever you start off with, well.
Oh, he really said well. Oh, so he started off, well. What is your response to this being an overpriced yuppie product?
Well. Most phone companies have a plan that you pay monthly for the phone that you're getting, you know? So like not only do you pay monthly for the service, but you pay also for the phone, right?
Yeah.
So he said for a dollar a day, you could have the iPhone XS Max. I think that's what it's called. Or maybe it's X Max. I don't know.
Smax.
Xmas.
It sounds like it was made by freaking Kellogg's. We got the iPhone Christmas. Max.
We'll call it the iPhone Christmas for
just in time Christmas. Oh, yeah. That's gonna go into their commercials. I, Rhodes, here on the Thumbs Up Podcast, am predicting in September, Friday 20th.
Really, I don't know.
Whatever today is.
Today's the 21st.
That by December 21st by December. Of Christmas or a little bit before, they're going to start promoting this latest iPhone to match up the name S Max with Christmas. Prediction made.
Chris Max?
So, a dollar a day?
A dollar a day, you can own the new iPhone. But what I don't understand...
There's not 1,000 days in the fucking year.
I don't understand is that, first of all, it's $1,500 and you can't justify that shit. Yeah. So don't even try.
Jesus.
Second of all, let's get to the controversial thing about this new set of iPhones.
Jesus, so, that wasn't it?
No, that's not it.
Oh my God.
One of the things is that they put a lot of stupid like vocabulary in their
I'm making a puzzled face right now if people don't know.
The processor is called what is it? Whenever something is like mechanical, but it's
synthetic.
Okay, I'll come back to that thought. Actually,
maximized. All right, go on. Come back to the thought.
Okay, I'm gonna look up the processor for the new iPhones.
Jamie, give us a look up on those processors for the new iPhones.
But the XR, the budget.
Quote unquote. The cheapy DP one. This is the basicest model I can get.
Yes. And actually, all the other models have gone off of. So this is the lowest costing iPhone you can buy new. Okay. How much do you think that is?
This is the cheapest.
The cheapest, newest iPhone that you could get. The only one that you can get brand new out of the box. Not refurbished, not anything like that. Brand new out of the box.
Oh man, I just know I'm either gonna overshoot or undershoot. I'm gonna say
the first number.
I really am thinking, in honesty, $500.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
200?
Nope.
No.
Yep.
300?
Nope.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, it goes higher.
Is it 600?
Nope.
No, are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how much does it cost? Just tell me.
$750.
Are you fucking joking, man? $750 for the cheap iPhone? Are you fucking joking?
No, I'm not. And guess what?
Like,
and here it gets. Wait. Oh, save your wows for.
Fuck.
I'm gonna give you one more statement. What if I told you that this iPhone has the same resolution as the iPhone 4 that came out in 2010.
Do you eat a dick? Are you for real?
I'm dead serious.
Jesus Christ, that's 8 years ago of iPhone technology for what? Like how much more the freaking cost?
Okay, so right now.
Why am I paying that money for that?
So right now I'm running I'm not running an iPhone. I've never bought an iPhone ever because I never liked their products. But whenever I saw the new lineup, I was like, ooh, these iPhones look kind of cool. Maybe I might pick one up. But as soon as I saw the prices, I was like, never mind. They look like bullshit now. Because right now I'm running the Galaxy S or 7S. I think that's what it is. Edge. So it has the the bezels on the side.
And it makes sense. The edge that fits into the name. Yeah. You could touch the edge and it shows you things. It's so, displayed to.
I don't remember how much this phone cost, but this is an OLED screen, right? And this I bought this
very crisp.
About a year and a half ago, and it has a better screen than this new iPhone that's coming up.
Jesus.
And get this. On this new iPhone, I've heard from, I watched a channel called Unbox Therapy. It's a pretty big channel. He said that on this new iPhone, you aren't even able to watch 1080 HD videos on YouTube
because
the screen resolution is so shitty.
Jesus. So it is a budget product, but not at a budget price.
No.
Dude, for that kind of BS, I'd expect something under $100. Because I could go into a Walmart, a Costco, any big box, you know, retail, like I think it was Publix too, and areas, HEB even has electronic sections where I could buy a smartphone for under $50 and I could start a plan right there for however much I want and I could watch, you know, HD resolution. I don't even have to get the plan. I could just find Wi-Fi somewhere and it would have better resolution than a fucking iPhone.
$750 iPhone, to be exact.
God, a brand new out of the box.
Yeah, brand new out of the box. And it's kind of, it's pretty crazy. I don't know, maybe we might get hate for this.
Just reductionist as hell. What?
No, but it's just like this whole iPhone thing, because I understand that the internals are better than they used to be, but I just, what I don't understand is that the Pixel, the Google Pixel, which right now, if you didn't know, the Google is killing it, right?
I did not know that.
You know, they're ahead. Google Assistant is actually better than Siri and all the other ones. Amazon Echo, really? All of them.
Whoa.
Google Assistant is the best one.
Kicking
right now.
Kicking it up. Thanks, yeah, so China.
So that's why Elon Musk is always talking about how he's afraid of what Google is going to do.
Yeah, they sneak up on you.
AI is getting crazy. So... it is.
Let's hope it doesn't get crazy. The Fusion. Apple A10 Fusion. Is that what it's called?
A10 Bionic. That's what
Bionic.
It is.
Bionic. Okay.
So,
it's like a cyborg. Okay.
He looked up. Yeah, so I was watching another YouTuber and he looked up the definition of bionic. And he was like, there's nothing bionic about this processor. They're just naming it that.
Yeah, bionic doesn't mean like biological. To make it a fancy name.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like. There is an actual like definition of it, and it's not what this processor is doing. They just named it that to look like it's getting better. And
wasn't Android the same? So, I'll give them that. Having an artificial body parts, especially electromechanical ones.
So there's also one more thing, and they called the screen
machine can buy bionic.
For the lower priced one, the quote unquote budget one.
Yeah,
they called it what is it? Liquid something, right? Screen.
Oh, like something that makes it sound super impressive and cool.
Yeah. The thing really, that's what LCD. It's an LCD screen.
But is it an actual LCD screen?
Yes.
Oh, so did they manage? How do you turn down the resolution on an LCD screen?
So because we're already using OLED screens.
Yeah.
On pretty much all new phones that are coming out right now are using OLED screens, which are the screens that have the black is actually black on them. And basically the difference between LCD and OLED is that for an LCD, hopefully you guys can follow me, is a LCD, it's all backlit. So no matter what, the light that goes through it, even if it's black, you're still gonna see it.
Yeah.
But with an OLED, each pixel is backlit. So whenever it's like black, the color black,
it's actually off.
It's actually off.
Nice.
So that's the difference.
Okay. And that's where all phones are going to.
And that's why they're able to make phones so small. And that's why these $3,000 TVs are so like, they're like this thin. They're like, you know, an inch, not even an inch, like half an inch thick.
Yeah.
Because the technology is going in this direction.
It's freaking beautiful.
Right now, it's upsetting for any tech user right now because Apple is just, they're not cooperating.
They're dropping. They're doing weird stuff like it's very corporate and like profit driven.
And there's more, more stuff like the new Macs. The new,
Macs what?
Their Mac, the computers.
Oh, Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, MacBook.
The MacBooks.
Their computers processing.
they're not even using the processors that all the new brand new models of other computers are using. They're using a lower one.
Really?
So like they have the chance to use this new one, so but they're not using it because they want to profit.
It's just profiting off their name then.
Exactly.
They're cutting back on quality and living off the name.
They're becoming what, Gibson?
Gibson. I was totally thinking that. Yes. And they're just profiting off the name.
And I don't know if you want to talk about Gibson real quick, just so people know. No,
just load in. Yeah, basically, Gibson guitar was famous, as most people know, for having the best quality for the price guitar that you could get on the market. And over time, through changes of hands and management, they kept the price point the same, raising it, in fact, over time in some areas, and they started dropping the quality. And what that did is they basically started making more money because they would buy cheaper material and they'd still be selling it at premium prices, and thus they could pocket more cash. And eventually it does catch up with them. People realize that Gibson's not the only, you know, horse in town. I don't know why that's an apt thing. But yeah, it starts like dragging down the whole name.
Exactly. And I feel the same thing is happening with Apple, is that they're keeping this high price point because they're supposed to be premium products, you know? And if you're going to, I understand people pay for the premiumness.
It drags down the name of the whole industry, though, when you're a leader like that. Like, people think that music in general sucks because so many big names stick to Gibson and they have crappy quality. People are going to start buying Macs and be like, this sucks. That means all computers suck. And they're just going to like either start throwing back to cheaper things or to simpler things, which some people might like, but I don't think it's a good idea.
And Apple's a very respected company in a lot of people's eyes, and there are a lot of their phones are pretty much the people that whenever you think about a new phone that you're getting, most people think of Apple iPhones. Yeah.
The quick point though on like Bionic not being the definition, I'm an Android user, and I will say that disappointingly, Android is like the whole line of Microsoft's pretty much cell phone mobile division. For everything is like under Android, but the definition for the word Android is a robot with a human appearance. So also not the same thing. So whereas a Bionic means a human with robot, basically a cyborg parts, then Android would be, you know, a robot with human parts. So yeah, we're also doing that.
But here's a counter to that. Apple iPhones aren't apples.
That's all I gotta say. That is a good point. Yeah, but Windows aren't window products.
Exactly.
But here's the thing, though. They're a gateway into a place.
But we're not talking about a processor that's saying that it's Bionic because it's supposed to sound like it's
cool. You know what? I gotta say, I wish that Android, or was it Microsoft, would do like a reverse. Like, you know what? If they're coming up with like, because their names are so hard to keep track of. I like the SMXA. That it's just like it doesn't stick. I think that.
Well, they're doing it. Microsoft is doing it with the Xbox One X.
No, yeah, stupid. See, they're following in dumb shoes. What they should do, in my opinion, I already had some back thoughts on this, but I'm gonna lose most of them. Admittedly, going forward, they should have done something with it because they're an Android product, right? Mm-hmm. They should have started off with like, you know, the budget model is like
Who owns Android?
It's Microsoft, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think so. Google? Because Microsoft has their own line of phones.
Yeah, I think it's Google. Yeah, the Microsoft ones suck. I might have been talking out of my ass for a little bit here, folks. Let me backtrack, not look up that information, and just say, like, I might be wrong. These are the represent views of the narrators, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit. Okay, they need to have RoboCop, T-1000, the Borg, the freaking 7 of 9. Just name them after androids from like TV.
That would be awesome.
You would love the shit out of that.
The Genos.
The Genos.
From One Punch Man.
Fuck yes. Oh my God. The Genos. And what was the name of that gorilla guy? He wasn't even really an android though. So to be fair. Yeah, the Genos. You know what? The Genos would be great for one where you could like customize more things. See. Oh, can we go a little bit? Real quick too. You were talking about the LCD technology. I recently saw.
Owned by Google.
All right, my bads. A curved TV. And like the big complaint I heard a lot of people say is like, yeah, you know, you can't like watch a football game on them because it's curved. Yeah, most people don't spend most of their time watching TV with that many people. It's normally just maybe one or two people at most, maybe a family sometimes. And even then the kids aren't paying attention. Oh my God. It looked so good, man. I'd never seen a TV with that high clarity outside of the shop. Like, You know when you go into Best Buy and they have things set to like the optimal settings? It's like they got things on vivid and they are also under the perfect lighting and so that you can see everything crisp.
Yes, sir.
You can adjust that on your with your remote. And I've gotten into the habit recently, not super regularly, but a lot of times when I can't see stuff, to start playing with the picture format so I could go through like vivid, standard, set. And then they use different the differences that they have different energy requirements. So sometimes it'll drain your TV. But because... every TV show, every normally when you watch stuff in a theater, there you're going to see it as best as you can. But once it's put on TV, they have to change a lot of things, and your the way your room's lit is different. So if you play with the settings on the picture button on your remote, you can like find what'll look best there. So if you're watching
for each individual thing,
each individual movie, show, and whatever, yeah. So sometimes if it's too dark, you can play with that. Boom, you'll find the perfect setting. Too washed out, play with it a bit. Boom, the perfect setting. Whoa, just without playing with any of that stuff, just a straight up set, kind of curved TV sitting in front of it with just like a regular house lighting. It was so fucking good that I could see the arm hair on an actress's like, what, you know.
An OLED?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Oh my God.
They're so beautiful.
The closest
right?
thing to that beautiful was I saw a TV that had like the color yellow in the pigments or something, and it brought it to life.
Like, it doesn't even feel like it's real life anymore.
It's beyond real life. Yeah, it's exactly. HD reality. Like, you know, they talk about like you can't even see that much high definition with like the pixel rates and stuff. And it's like, I agree with that. Your eyes aren't that fast. But when it comes to color and edges and like blacks and comparing to other color, black and yellow and blue and red, all that stuff. God, it picks it up so good. Like, for real, it was like the show. The first show I ever saw on this was a show that I do recommend called The Good Place. It's about people that die and they go to either a good place or a bad place. And Good Place is basically like a heaven paradise type area. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it was like in beyond HD reality looking made it even better.
But I wonder how Avatar looks in a TV like that.
It would probably look theater quality. It does have a 3D function too, so you should be able to see it. Yeah.
You spend all your money there.
I do. How I want to now. It's too good.
And also at the stores, they have actual footage of things that need to find that will best show on the TV.
Yeah, that's why you usually see them as a loop, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's they have that specific thing.
Now you see nature things and
to your point, I could see. Like I do like the idea of a company having different price points for a similar phone, but that's just like, what's the point if they're all within a few, you have that much variance, but the price isn't that high varied.
Yeah. And I do feel like the way they're running it is like, might as well spend $200 more to get a better screen, a better experience, more for your money.
Oh, they do that at the theaters. That's what they do with the popcorn. You know where they sell you, they have the small, medium, and large.
Mm-hmm.
And like the small is, you know,
like a small cup.
It's a coffee cup and it costs like $15.
Yeah.
Then you got a medium, which is like a semi-reasonable, let's share this amount type. And that one's like, $16. And then you got the large, which is like barely bigger. It's like a bag more taller and it's like hardly
even 50
and it's like $50 and it's like, oh well, I'm gonna go for the deal. The best bargain is the medium priced one, and all they're really trying to do is to get you to buy bigger than the large.
Yes.
And sometimes when you see a bargain, even if you didn't want to buy that thing, you might buy it because you're getting a deal. You think you're like outsmarting people somehow,
and they're not. It's not. That's what I honestly feel that way, because exactly to the point of that popcorn reference, they can say, hey, we have a small, you know, we have a cheaper one if you want it, you know, but it's up to you. But it's like, obviously your cheap one isn't cheap.
You know, it's still inferior.
Yeah. And it's the same with the iPhones. It's like, we have a budget, quote unquote, phone for anyone that wants to join Apple. So they can't say we don't have a budget phone.
Liars and thieves and scoundrels. A budget phone is like a track phone, or not even because track phones are decent now. You can get a smart track phone that's gonna suck, but for what you're paying, you can't really be mad at it.
Yeah, and I've like honestly, if you guys want to check out, I get all this information and stuff from Unbox Therapy. They're really good. He's tested out all of them. He even like puts his own SIM card in each phone and tests it out for like 2 weeks. Only using that phone just to really get a grip on his review. And he tested out a $300 Android phone that was based that looked exactly like the iPhone X. Like it was had the bezels exactly the same, like all the way to the end of the to the screens. Like this was all gone. The top part and the bottom parts of your phone were all gone. And it was all screen, pretty much. And Android made the same exact thing for $300. And it's a better screen than what you're gonna be getting on the $750 budget premium phone. And I feel that, you know, it's
they're 1,000,000% leaning on their name, iPhone.
Yeah, I do feel, and it's not that I want Apple to fail. Because I want to have better phones, but it's just what they're gonna end up doing is they're gonna be like, well, people are buying this $1,000 iPhone and Androids and other users are gonna be like, well, we have to step up our game because we're not getting as much money as them, so they're gonna start raising their prices to compete. And all of a sudden we have these overpriced phones on the market.
That
you know what I mean?
Good. That have bad quality. You know, for a bad analogy, and I'll admit right now it's a bad analogy, what the iPhone seems to be doing is they're giving you European escort prices for flyover state lot lizard quality. Lot lizard. I'm just saying.
And like I said, I don't want Apple to fail.
I want them to fail at this. I want them to see, like, this was a bad idea. People aren't liking it. We need to change.
And that's the thing that I get. It sucks to think about is that people are still going to buy this phone.
Yeah, man.
And they're going to be like, well, it's good. It looks good. It's nice.
You don't notice it. Inside of them, when you pop them open, finally, and you don't kill it, it's a beautiful mechanism, man. Like, all the part, the screws in it are so ridiculously tiny. You know, you need a special mat to work on.
They say Apple on it.
Yeah, everything's that, like, just, like, it's beyond well put together. And it seems like they're going, like, it was kind of difficult to deal with already because, like, a lot of tools that you needed to work on it yourself weren't available to the market. And there was some complaints about that, and I won't even get into that. They've always seemed, they feel like they're antagonistic towards customers. Yeah. You know, before, at least whenever they weren't necessarily the most user-friendly, they at least had creativity going for them. Then they had creativity and user-friendliness, according to some people. I never have really jived well with their products. But people said they like the idea that you could just pull it out and it works and everything's fine. That's the experience I've had with different products, but that's what most people liked about the iPhone.
And it's hardware, so you don't get a lot of viruses and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's helpful in a lot of ways. But
yeah, didn't.
If you know what you're doing, if you know, to me, in my own experience, if you know what you're doing, buy an Android. If you know what you're doing, buy a Windows computer. Because you know what you're doing and you don't have to worry about viruses. You don't have to worry about these things. And of course, some workspaces obviously do better with Mac. For instance, video editing, they're both good. The Windows one, which is pretty much Premiere. A lot of people use Premiere or Vegas. Versus Microsoft's, I know
it's Microsoft. It's more like if you're just getting into like editing in general for a lot of music and stuff, it's Apple is a lot more user friendly to start, or it was at least. And once you start getting a little bit more professional, then you want to start going towards like a lot more, if not, it is usually Windows. Like even Fruity Loops is a pretty good music editing software. Now, some people are just more comfortable. That's the thing, though. They were more comfortable with Apple products because of their user friendliness. And but it seems to be like it's going away from that direction. Like, are we going to start seeing this take on their product in other realms, like in their, you know, Macs and their software and their hardware and stuff, where they're just going to start saying, we got the name, screw the quality.
And it's scary. Sorry for that little stutter. It's scary because what I don't want is them finding these new ways to progress technology and not giving it to their users because they don't want to pay for
it. Yeah, they're regressing technology, though. Here's the thing. They're not really adding new stuff. They're actually taking things away.
Yeah.
If it was like doing something impressive, like it had like a true 3D projection that I could like touch a hologram and like, oh my God, I could feel it. Like, blah. It's like, yeah, I'm going to pay like a few grand for it.
Exactly.
But I'm playing a few grand for what I would assume is like, for it seems like what you're getting seems like a base model phone. And what they're doing instead is taking stuff away and saying, oh, this is the cheaper model. Whereas before, you pay the cheap model is a cheap entry price. And then when you want to get extravagant with better camera, better screen, more memory, more processing, then you're paying extra. But they're taking that reversed. They're starting base model at the highest rate and they're taking away.
Yes, sir.
I guess they figured they couldn't get any thinner. They could, but they're not, you know. And yeah. Develop flat splice technology. I want them to get to the point that where we have like a literal genetically modified organism living in the screen that's shape-shifting for the pictures that are in the images. That's what I want.
And I
want to
put a little bow on this conversation and just end it with a Google Pixel is coming out with their new phones next month. So we might touch upon
Google's
this
again. Google's going to take it, man. They're gonna do something great.
And Google right now with their Pixel 2 has the best... To me, the best camera in the whole phone industry. So this next Google 3 might blow it out of the water and might be the phone to own in 2018, 2019. They're gonna
blow that water, man.
We need to blow it.
Blow that shit out of the air, man.
Yeah.
Watch. They're gonna buy this phone. It's gonna be like, oh, it's a pretty big. And they're gonna be like, as you go on, like you could add so much stuff to this. You just pop it into this, and boom, now it's a tablet. You just like slide it into your. You got an old C, you know, tape deck. Slide it into your fucking 8-track player. It'll drive your car. you hook up your Bluetooth and it'll turn it into a goddamn time machine. You could go back to before you bought an iPhone, change your damn mind, and invest in fucking Google.
Google.
I have a request. I need you to put the music to Mortal Kombat and me put finish him.
What's the definition of juice?
Liquid from a living organism, I think.
Are you serious?
I'm about to Google it.
You're such a liar. I feel that, like, that means blood is juice.
You know, it is people juice. It's life juice.
Hey guys, welcome back. We had a good little break. Whenever we researched a lot.
You have diarrhea. You can't trust any fart.
We're going to talk about what we feel would be the best evolutions of the cell phone.
I have ideas, and I want to talk about some crazy stuff, I think. Some random ideas, things, thoughts I had back in the day.
Okay.
You ready? You ready for it? What do you want to go first? Do you want to go first? What do you think we need? I thought, back in the day, I think it was Digimon. They did a version of their card game where they had a barcode along the side, and you had a sort of a reader that would scan it, and it would sort of kind of play. I think we're reaching an era. They need to somehow bring that back. Integrating card games and other types of board tabletop physical games with your cell phone. There's augmented reality like that. I'd like to see that coming back more.
That's a big jump.
There's a big jump
between Digimon and augmented reality. No,
that's
reality.
What it was about. They had the game. There's some card games like that where you've seen the a lot of movies do apps where you move your camera around the real world and you can see characters from the movie in it. Star Wars did it. Jurassic Park is in it. And you can see, like, Pokemon kind of does it. You're supposed to see them interact with the world around them. Like, they're supposed to, like, not walk through things and walk around certain objects and kind of, like, compose a camera. Like stuff rocks like that.
Or, like, a tree.
Exactly, like stuff like that, or even just like having the character come out of the card. Imagine like being able to like put a camera on a comic book and like see them not just like pop out, but like do little animations like on Harry Potter. That just like you see Spider-Man swinging back and forth. You see, you know, Superman laser eye beaming. That'd be so fun.
Like these characters are talking to you. Like the Bucky's little beaver actually starts talking to you.
Think about that. Like,
you would have clean restrooms.
If you were to like go into Bucky's or like a store, and anytime you had a phone pointed at stuff, it started interacting with you. Like if you,
I had a little crisis.
Well, because think about it too. Like I'm not just meaning like scanning a barcode and a trailer plays.
Yeah,
I want to say like in real world, I want to like hold up a picture. I want to hold up the movie. Of like whatever I'm gonna watch, and I want to see my thumb in front of it, and I want the freaking characters to come to life.
Well, I have a little surprise for you, Bob.
Tell me.
There's a wine that I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a wine that has like a criminal on it from way back when. And you put your QR, no, I think you hover over it with your camera or something. Yeah. And the little face on the wine starts talking to you and telling you about the crime he committed.
Dude, I want to see this. We're also see
it. It's at HEB.
Dude, we gotta do it. I want to see it. So freaking awesome. That's freaking cool. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That makes me more interested in their product. Also, the noun of juice is the liquid obtained from or present in fruit or vegetables. The verb is extracting the juice from the fruit or vegetables. So it's also a verb. Isn't that interesting? Or...
Oh, North, you can fruit something?
There's also, well, here's the thing. There's also a North American specific informal, meaning to liven something up. They juiced it up with some love interest. No, that's not what that means. It's not liven up. It just means like amplified or to bring, like that's an improperly formed definition. But that's freaking awesome. So it's a wine, like a alcoholic beverage of grape juice.
Is a juice.
That's what it is, though, I'm asking, right?
Yeah.
It's a wine.
A wine is a juice. And it has
a picture of a... It is a juice.
You didn't think about that?
I didn't think about it.
Yeah, it's a juice.
So is coffee.
What?
Right. That's insane. Right.
Anyways, back to the camera and the
phone. That's something thing. I like to see. I like a more augmented reality with phones. Okay. What is something you would like to see coming up? Better call quality is something that does ring to mind. They've just been going so far downhill.
You know, that's not even a fantasy-esque
Can thing. You just make it happen? We've just gone away from it.
I just want to call my mom and I want to hear her
yeah. The
exact way she talks.
And to clarify, on the phone. I own... I have a work flip phone and I have a personal smartphone. The problem is predominantly with a smartphone. So it means it's a hardware issue, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so it's not like the networks have changed. It really is just like...
Yeah, basically I could fucking hear my mother better on that huge ass phone that they came out with in 1990 rather than right now in 2018. Yeah. So Samsung,
man,
Apple, get on.
Have you ever used a...
Well, AT&T actually.
Handheld, a landline phone. It comes out so crisp and clear.
Oh,
and
I used to have one back then.
And they're hollow usually, so they're super light. Like, you don't think of like smartphones as being heavy, but also that the fact that they're actually ergonomic, meaning like you grab the stick part and the mouth part and the ear part pop out more, so that way you're not like, you know, have your palm with the hottest electronic parts next to your ear.
Sweating
into your freaking electronics. So there's like salt and freaking oils gathering on the screen. It's just like the parts that you need to have contact with. And they're concave slightly to echo the sound better in your face. We need to go back to freaking landline. We don't have to go back to copper landlines. We could still use fiber optics?
Okay.
I'm sure fiber optics would work just fine.
Google Fiber?
Yeah, man. I just want, you know what? How about this? Make phones that don't accept calls anymore. Text only. And then just bring back landline phones so I can get away from people.
Google, get on this. Use your Pixel and make your own landline phones.
You already got the wires, yo.
You already have Google Fiber.
Think about it. Here's the thing. You've heard about those people who start, they drop scooters off in the centers of town squares. We saw those in San Antonio, those electric scooters. Yeah. You light a car through them and you drive them around town. Google needs to start dropping payphones around. I would watch that.
So,
you know, it'd be fun too if they actually did it like animes where you have the option of like a voice call or the screen of the camera call.
Are they like little birds? Like fly and then whenever you need them, they'll... I don't know how you would summon them, but they like...
You're talking about passenger pigeons with notes attached, you dickhole. My God.
We need to go back to that time.
No, it's pigeons in the daytime and bats at night.
No, like they fly. They're like mechanical birds, basically.
Are you talking about that thing?
They're messenger birds, but they're mechanical, and then they fly, and then you need them.
I think you're talking about drones. You crazy? And they nerf you with a message.
Like, it's so crazy. It might just work. I don't know, man.
All right, what else would you like? What do you?
From a phone?
Yeah, from a phone. What do you feel like they're lacking in? Like, what do you do a lot? I know you're very music orientated. Does that ever? Oh, that's the thing, man. I know a lot of. I found it, and it looks so awesome.
What
you found? Where'd you see this at? The crime with the wine bottle thing, and they come to life. What did you see it
at
on?
At HEB.
That's so cool. I'm seeing videos of it, and it looks super fun. I'm highly recommending you go buy booze and talk to criminals.
We're going to do it. We'll do it next time.
They condense audio files, and they make everything sound like poop.
That's really true that I'd want better call quality, because we were just talking on the phone earlier, and we couldn't hear each other.
Yeah, man, and that's without being distracted. It was just, we were dropping off, and it was staticky, and so much echo.
And I was like, hey, hello, Bobby.
Were you talking to me in bed?
Huh?
Were you in bed whenever I talked to you?
Do you want me to be in bed?
Serious question. Were you in bed?
Yeah, I was watching. I was actually watching the Battle of Gods.
Were you laying down? Because the sound, it sounded like your face was like too echoed in. Like it just sounded muffled. It sounded muffled and echoed at the same time.
Really?
And I'm not like complaining to you. I'm complaining to the technology that was allowing us to communicate
on my $700 phone.
Pop it up. Pop it up a little bit. I'm just saying, man. We got like, you know, like three holes in the phone to speak into.
Well, all
and
I'm saying
we had a
landline,
we had like 38.
I don't know. Maybe this $1,500 iPhone will fix that, and we just both need it.
No, we don't. Oh, you know what? We'll say one thing nasty that I found with old phones that I bet's ultra true.
Tell me
with
something these, nasty.
Whenever you would pop off the casing of the old landline phones, inside the ear and the mouthpiece, there was always gunk.
Ew,
different times
really?
Of gunk, there was tons of gunk. Imagine that with the smartphone pressed up to your face. That is the real reason they have that quote unquote waterproof. It's not water for if you drop it in the toilet. It's waterproof when your face sweats and oils all on it, so it doesn't gunk up the hardwares.
Jeez.
Hey,
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
I don't like it either. I don't like it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it. I don't want to like it. They get too hot.
They do get really hot.
Very, very much. The lithium batteries, is that what it is?
I think so.
And they're just, and some of them have been exploding. I think they just said, was it the Galaxy just had another round of phones that have been exploding?
What?
I believe.
Another?
A new
fresh
round.
Note?
Before, it was a Samsung Note 7?
Yes. 8.
Galaxy. No, 8. Or, no, yeah, it was a Note. And
it
I think it's a newer one that has began re-exploding.
But I don't want it to explode.
Now, the reason is, what is it? Something about whenever the way they don't get rid of their heat well enough. So it sort of stores it and it causes battery bloat. And one way you can check for this is if you have a phone in a case, take it out of the case. You just want the bare bone phone like you got out. You grab it on and you should be able to see it. It should be perfectly flat and there should be no curve in it. If you're starting to see curve in your phone, that means that the battery is starting to swell. And it used to be you could check it by you could pop the battery out and spin it. And it's like if it kept spinning or if there was wobble in it, that means it was starting to bubble just slightly. But it's
also
like,
if it gets super fucking hot, then stop using it.
Also that too. But yeah, now it's like a lot of phones feel like they're built for you to not even look at pop out the battery.
Yeah,
because I don't even have an iPhone and it's like I need a special metal piece to pop in there to pop out the SD card. And another one to pop in there to pop out the battery.
Yeah.
You think that's going to become
a trend? Even on my phone, so my phone started acting up. It started, the battery started wasting so much, and it just really sucked. So what I did was I saved all my stuff, my pictures, my messages, everything, to the SD card, and I took out the SD card, and I restarted my whole phone to factory reset. So it basically restarts, it deletes everything on the phone, and just... it re-downloads everything, all the software and stuff, and it just starts brand new. And that really helped. Before I did that, it was because at night, maybe I'd be watching a video, but it'd get hot enough to burn me.
Damn.
Yeah. It'd get like super, because the Galaxy
programs it's running or what?
The galaxies, see, like, feel it.
Okay.
So the galaxies are made basically with glass.
Oh, okay. This is pretty cool.
So yeah. If this kept getting hotter, the glass.
Yeah.
It gets hot. It's a conductor of heat.
Isn't it not a conductor of heat?
I don't know.
I think it's not. So I think that means that it's getting really fucking hot.
Yeah.
If you're feeling the heat.
And it's like, it's getting so hot that if I couldn't keep my hand on it like this, like my palm on it, on the back of it, because it was so hot. And what I would do is I'd take it to my freezer and I just put it in there for a while. And I'd be like, you cool down. It was basically what my dad would tell me whenever I was upset. Mm-hmm. I just told my phone that. I was like, you cool down for the night, all right?
If that is made of glass, in fact, yes, glass is not a good conductor. Which means, so if it was, if you were feeling the heat.
Of heat. I know of electricity, it's probably not, but of heat, maybe it is a conductor. You know what?
I'm going to say maybe. I'm going to put that as a maybe. I feel like, yeah, for sure not electricity, but possibly for heat. Because I have, in fact, owned glass cookware. And I do know they make it.
Really?
All right, I've owned a glass rice cooker.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also, they used it in the X-Files, a glass pot to kill a guy, to punch a guy who like could phase through things, but he couldn't phase through glass. Also, there's like, what is it? For people, for stoveware, for chemicalware, for manufacturing of methamphetamines.
Ooh.
There's wares made of glass.
I didn't mean to make a positive ooh. That was a negative.
Just to show that it could take a lot of heat, because it has to be heat.
Yeah.
And they're usually pretty durable. Although I have smashed, I think it was a Pryx glass, kind of casserole container with a stick or a rock. Might have punched it. I don't remember. I was in a fit of rage. Yes. What is this?
It's a Galaxy S7 Edge. Oh. There's already the 8 and the 9, and they're coming out with the 10.
That's so smooth.
The Edge.
You thought I was going to drop it, didn't you?
Isn't it beautiful?
It's crispy. You should clean your camera lens, though.
I should.
I think I'd like to see more add-ons, more attachable things. Because I know you have a Bluetooth.
I have another cool thing to tell you then.
Add it on after I say it. Like a camera that clips on and gets enhanced by it. A speaker that clips on and get enhanced by it.
What if I told you that there's a phone exactly for you?
Tell me about it.
Sorry for it. I clipped the audio actually because I was talking so loud. But yeah, there is a phone that does that. You can look it up. I think it might be BlackBerry. I don't know. Maybe people will correct me if I'm wrong about that. But yeah, it's...
I like our viewer base. They have yet to correct us on freaking anything.
Yeah, they don't even stick with us on anything.
We're cool with y'all.
We love you.
We do. Tell me BlackBerry.
Yeah, you can add like specialty lenses on the back of it. You can add like keyboards and... I know there's
that's fantastic.
There's so much stuff that you could add, and a better microphone and stuff like that, and you could just add things on it, and you could buy them and add them, and they're just little add-ons.
That's fantastic.
It's basically DLC.
I like real life DLC.
I like it.
I've seen they have projectors that you could put on some phones.
Yes, there is that.
That's pretty neat.
That might be the phone that you're thinking of.
I wasn't thinking of anything. I was inventing things in my mind. I'd like to see. I'm gonna put it out there. I thought of it already. I'm sure it's been invented before. Make it bigger, a thing. Wearable, like kind of like a thing to put around your arm to attach your phone to. So I don't have to like, I don't like keeping it in my pocket. I'd rather it be attachable. Like a wristband type of thing, you know what I mean? So I could really like just slide it on like the Predator has. I want like the Predator. Make me the modern Predator.
Oh, it's a Motorola. That's what it is.
Make me, you know what I'm talking about? Like an arm thing? Like a band?
I think there's already some.
They have it, but I want them cooler. I want them to make more of them.
You want it to be more interactable with the phone?
Not just interactable. I mean, just like, I want it to be more popular and out there so I can go into the dollar store whenever I lose one and be like, give me that. And just like, pop. I want to be able to like pop it on the front and the back and then like flip it so I could like, da 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 da. And I want it to have a fan attachment. Go on.
That's the thing that I want. I want it to be able to. I want there to be a modification to the phone where you plug it in to yourself, and it like connects to your eyes and stuff like that. And that's the way that I'd want. Because remember how I said that these are add-ons that aren't possible right now, of course, but maybe in the future that's what I would want. And I'd want them to be able to make us into cyborgs with our phones.
You
want to
be bionic?
I do want to
be a bionic android.
I want to be super violent.
To iPhone, and they're gonna be like, "Here's like a little looks like a pin or a tube, or maybe even just a box. They put it on you, and it looks like it melts into you, but it's just going into your veins, and you're becoming one with the software." Be like, "Yay!" And they're like, "Oh, hold on, I gotta blow in his mouth real quick to activate him." Oh, okay, yeah, I'm downloading. Everything is awesome.
I can't find the...
It's fantastic.
But it is a Motorola that does that all the... See, look, like that. See?
awesome.
You I see the camera and stuff like that. And it's really cool.
I'm looking at it.
Actually, it says see all. Let's see all of them. So that way I could list the things that maybe you'd want.
Seesaw. It needs a special air conditioning unit. A fan. There's a
stereo speaker.
Ooh.
You can add on to it. There's an InstaShare projector.
Ah.
There's an InstaShare printer.
Ooh.
There's a speaker that's powered by Amazon Alexa. Shout out to you, Alexa. There's a JBL Sound Boost 2. So it has a built-in kickstand too. Just letting you know. There's the Moto 360 camera. Basically takes 360 images.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
There's a game pad.
Oh, no. I'm assuming that's like, it's got a basically a game controller.
Yeah. Pad. Dual stick control sticks. Dual control sticks, D-pad, and 4 action buttons.
Freaking fancy.
There's a Motorola power pack, of course, so that we could have... It instantly adds up to 16 hours of life.
That's pretty great.
That's... Oh, my God. True Zoom. This one is a little hefty. $200. But it's 10 times optical zoom.
Legit.
There's another sound boost speaker. A Folio. What's a Folio? Protects your phone from everyday scratches. So I guess that's just kind of like a...
Protector. Legit. Yeah,
good protector. Turbo power pack. Ooh. Instantly add an extra day of battery life to your phone. Recharge your Moto Z at blasting fast 15W speeds. 15 watt speeds, dude.
That's fantastic.
There's so many. Gosh. There's a development kit that you can buy.
The frick is that? Like, so you can make your own stuff?
Moto mods can be just about anything you can dream up. So they're even encouraging people to use it to make their own mods for this phone. Shout Motorola. Out to you, Motorola.
Yeah, they could. They. You are setting yourself up to be fantastic.
I fucking love you, Lenovo. That's the company that makes Motorola. Motorola's used to be really good. They used to be really like big. Remember?
They were known for their durability and quality, and they were the original textures, weren't they?
Yeah, they were the I used to have a Motorola. That was my first phone.
Really? I think mine might have been too.
It was a slide it.
It was in a song. Was it the Motorola or a Primeco phone? It was a ludicrous song, or I don't remember what the rap was. It was in a rap. Let us know if you remember it.
Motorola, you sponsor us. We don't want Android. We don't want Apple. We want you, Motorola.
Let's contact them. Let's for real. Let's send a shout out to them.
Yeah. Because you guys are doing... You know what? Let's do a whole commercial right now. All right? Motorola.
Motorola.
Even though I don't have your phone right now.
Right now.
Neither of us have your phones.
We're ready for them.
We're ready for them. We're ready for the future. You're going to own the future.
It's
not
Elon Musk. It's Motorola.
Yeah.
You are the Iron Man.
Mr. Motorola himself is proud of you guys.
Mr. Motorola. Oh, man. We're ready. We're ready for the Motorola verse to come back. Options. You guys are the cyberpunks of the future. Enablers. You can enable the cyberpunks to digitize. I want a phone that, like, somebody's going to make one. It's got feet on it. So whenever I lose my phone, I just go. And it freaking comes to me.
Motorola, I want you to start making mods for people. And I'd buy that.
Oh, no, yeah.
10 times optical zoom for a human eye.
I was just thinking, you know what that is? You just asked for a cyberpunk monocle.
Yeah.
You know, Motorola monocle, yes.
Start making glasses. You can get into the glasses company. You could just start making earbuds, too. I'd buy them. Just start making everything.
You're making nose buds. Start making
mods for Android phones, even. That would be a good selling point. Or just keep making mods for yourself. And you just, I mean, obviously you guys are still around. So that means you guys know what you're doing. And I you know what? Now that I looked at that Moto X, I might be interested in buying one. Because actually, I'm about to get in the market. And I was kind of looking at Google Pixels 3. At Google's Pixel 3. But now I might be looking at you, Moto. So keep up the good work. And I think we can end it on that note.
Yeah. Rhodes.
Motorola, we love you.
Much love.
All the people out there that have gotten to this point, if there are any, We love you too. I know Rhodes especially loves you. He thinks about you a lot at night.
All the time, night and day.
And we just want you to know that you could listen to us on all different platforms. Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, CastBox, Podcasts, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Listen to us everywhere, man. And subscribe if any of those places have subscriptions. Follow us, RhodesM8 on Twitter.
You remembered.
Instagram. You can find me at JO_RI1. I don't post a lot, but I do post sometimes, and it's pretty cool.
I don't post at all.
You can follow.
But I will be doing that right now.
You can go look at our YouTube. Thumbs up. Type in Rhodes after thumbs up just to be able to make sure that you find us. We have a couple videos up there. We're gonna start uploading more in the upcoming days, so it's gonna be awesome. And we just want to know. And also, we want to know what you think about this podcast and what you think about all our other podcasts. So please let us know. Leave any comments anywhere Jesus that you're Christ, able man. To. You could direct message us. Direct message Rhodes, especially. He loves it.
Yeah, talk to me.
And we'll leave it at that, guys. Thank you so much. We love you.
Yeah. Say bye.